what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
I cannot wait to have Cash Patel on. Oh my gosh, this is going to be good. Oh my gosh, we're live. I'm sorry, guys. I was just plot against the king from Cash Patel. And you know, it's getting a little cold. We got a little hurricane coming up, and we got our we got our AC going. So I'm gonna have to put my my socks on as well to keep us warm here in Florida for the hurricane. But Shady Groove, we got an amazing show, and we're gonna skip the commercials because we're not funded by Lucid Pfizer. We're funded by you, and we've got for the third time on our show, Shady Groove. Who do we have? Welcome him in.
Oh my goodness! Today we have the one and only Cash Patel. So excited to have him on the show today to come in and explain to you guys a little bit more of the of how you're winning every day. That's what we're interested in. How you're winning. So Cash, get on in here. We don't want to waste a second with you. We appreciate all the work that you're doing out there, my friend. You're really popping some heads, and we couldn't ask for any more from a great patriot like you, sir.
A name to remember. Yeah, thank you very much. You know, you are a name to remember. We learned about you several years ago, and look at you today in the mainstream news, popping some heads, you know, and, you know, God bless you. And thank you for your service as the chief of staff over there. You know, you've done an amazing work. We've seen your speeches. We've covered you quite thoroughly for the past 4 years or so. So thank you for your service, and thank you for standing up for what's right and for coming on actual regular shows, you know, like, you know, patriotic shows instead. You know, we see you all the time on Fox and we love it and we cover that as well. But Cash, you know, you've got a lot of information in that brain of yours. Where do you want to start today? We've got so much happening. I mean, we're being attacked. By the way, guys, don't forget, this is his book, Plot Against the King 2. If you get the autographed copy, you have a chance to win the Where We Go One, We Go All signed one. I think there's four or so of those. Cash, you can explain that. I got mine on order. I'm hoping to hit the jackpot. Cash Patel, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you letting me talk about the book, and we'll just do it real quick. So Plot Against the King and then Plot Against the King 2,000 Mules. So we did a sequel to our number one bestseller, collaborating with Dinesh D'Souza. The first one, Plot Against the King, if you haven't read it, it's about Russiagate for kids. But you know what we learned? Adults loved it because it broke it down into a simpler form. They were able to spend time with their children, their grandchildren, and have a fun way of teaching them history and the importance of truth, service, and mission. Then we did Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. We thought, what would the left go nuts about if we talk about it some more? And we said, well, we did Russiagate, and they lost their minds because we are now teaching our children the truth versus their conspiracy theories. How about election integrity? So Dinesh and I came up with the second book, Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. You can get them all at plotagainsttheking.com. The left is coming at us. They've already wrote hit pieces on us. They're calling us conspirators. Here's my answer to them. it's never too young to teach the children in a constitutional republic about election integrity. And this past election was 1,000% rigged by things like Hunter Biden's laptop. And you guys know that story better than anyone, and so does your audience. So we're not telling children in these books to be Democrats or Republicans or hijacking their minds. We're saying, hey, here's a thing that happened in history. Here's a fun way of setting it in medieval times. But the core values are, what's the importance of service? Why is the truth important? Why does mission matter? You guys are going to be the next leaders of America. And that's the message in PlotAgainstTheKing.com, our series. So we've skyrocketed thanks to President Trump's launch on Truth Social. And we're going to keep going. We've got a third book coming. So get books one and two. And if you are in need of warm clothing, you go to fightwithcash.com and get some merch. And all of that goes to our charitable foundation. But yeah, let's dive into it. And that's the heart of the matter. That's why I write these books. It's about the truth. And that's the only thing that matters at the end of the day. And that's what the radical left always covers up.
You know, Cash, we feel the same way. We're attacked by Media Matters every day. And part of our mantra on this show is, if it's a fact, it's a fact, whether we like it or not. And let me tell you, you can probably agree with this. There's a lot of facts that we report on that we don't necessarily like, but it is the truth. And if it's a theory, it's clearly marked as such. It's got to be clearly marked. There's a lot of disinformation out there.
No, there's way too much disinformation. And that's been one of the things I've been hitting on the most. Whether you want to talk about my time during Russiagate investigation with Devin Nunes, whether you want to fast forward to Ukraine impeachment one, impeachment two, Afghanistan, January 6th, pick your topic. Just look in the media. Look at what's going on to whistleblowers right now, right? With something we have been pushing for truthful whistleblowers to come forward. But what the left does is they hijack the media and the political elite in DC, and they say, well, nothing to see here because the truth is going to harm us, so we're going to come up with a false narrative. And they've done it in every single one of the instances I just labeled. But we defeated them with the truth. Most recently, the Hunter Biden laptop scenario, which Americans have said, had they known it was actual true evidence of a crime from the president's son, they would have voted for Donald Trump. And in an election where it's three states and 45,000 votes, that is the definition of rigging an election when you have 51 intelligence officers come forward and tell you, no, Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It's bogus. It's what they said about the Russiagate hoax. It's totally false. They tried to hijack two elections. And then when we question election integrity and talk about it to, of all things, our kids and our youth in Plot Against the King, they come after us. Look, when they come after you personally, and you guys know this maybe better than anyone in media, you're over the target and you can't bend the knee.
Yeah, we're not going to bend the knee at all. Shady Groove, what do you think of that? I mean, that's exactly what's happening. We're being attacked today for having you on the show for the third time, Cash Patel. And thank you very much for coming on. So we've got a lot of, questions, people, using Where We Go, When We Go All. Your book, here it is right here. This is your disinfo of the day from the liars at Yahoo, Where We Go, When We Go All. Do you want to speak about that? Because we use that term and get attacked for it all the time as well.
You know, it's got the time where they get to pigeonhole us into friendly disinformation campaigns, or I should say they think are friendly. That time has come to an end. They don't get to define what we mean when we say something. Where We Go One, Where We Go All is, as you said, from a great movie that I watched a long time ago, and people took to it. And so what? You know, it doesn't mean everyone's a conspiracy theorist. And people keep asking me about all this Q stuff. I'm like, what does it matter? What I'm telling you is that there is truth in a lot of things that many people say, and what I'm putting out there is the truth. And how about we have some fun along the way? There's so many people who have subscribed to the Where We Go One All mantra, and it's what's wrong with it? And so we had a fun thing. I was signing, literally, I signed 6,000 copies of The Plot Against the King this past weekend down in Florida. And we said, hey, let's have fun. Let's put 10 signatures of Where We Go One, We Go All. And let's not sell them for an above the normal price. Let's just give them away in the lottery system. So there's 10 out there, and 10 people are going to get it. I don't know who it's going to be because they're already gone. They're already flying out in the mail. But let's have fun with the truth.
I hope Jeffrey Peterson didn't get one. Thank you very much, Cash. And go to right now, guys. Let's get some Plot Against the King. Here it is right now. PlotAgainstTheKing.com. If you don't have the first one, get the first one and the second one. Get the autographed copy. It's going to go down in history. Cash Patel for our kids. I mean, this was I've read it several times. This is an amazing book to be had, Patriots. Please get it and get the autographed copy. It helps Cash. It helps the foundation and it helps what he does every day. Cash Patel. So we've got that disinfo. You know, we talked about, you know, the queue, you know, there's some disinfo in the queue, but that's how we kind of came up into the media because we disseminated correctly. I mean, our discernment is the thing that we need to protect and preserve. That's what's being taught, I think, in today's world. What do you think about that? Any thoughts on that?
It goes back to what I was saying is we get to say what we want. It's a free speech constitutional republic, not a censorship one like the likes of Facebook and Twitter and all these other people want us. And that's why we have Truth Social, thankfully. And you can always follow me. It's the only place I exist on social media. Truth is at Cash on Truth Social. That's it. And we're going to, like you guys, constantly slinging out hard evidence, hard truths. And sometimes they aren't friendly to our side, but the truth is the truth, as you guys said. And it's our job to put it out. And yeah, I get attacked from the left. I get attacked from the right, but I don't care. Basically, the bottom line is, and I get attacked for calling out some of the stuff that, you know, what quote unquote Q says and whatnot. I'm like, what's the problem with that? It's social discourse. And if there is only one truth, but the left has allowed this country to believe not only in two truths, but a two-tier system of justice, which is the one thing I've been fighting to combat the most, because they have allowed us or allowed the radical left to get away with treating Americans in one fashion while allowing their corrupt governments to be treated differently. And the FBI and DOJ are prime examples of a two-tier system of justice and why, under this administration, America has completely lost faith in our law enforcement.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, the FBI doing all these things, you know, with the impeachments and all the things, Comey's and, you know, all the people that were fired. And where is the justice for all of that? Where's the justice for Hillary Clinton's emails? How about Bill Clinton's sock drawer? You know, where's the justice for all that? It's about time. So, you know, in your opinion, you know, we are coming to a precipice. I mean, look at what's happening in our economy today. Look at the gas prices. Look at the food prices. The mortgage interest rates are going up. Everything's just exploding in Biden's face. Maybe we just had to show them because we couldn't tell them. I don't know. But, you know, where do we go from here? We've got to vote in 2022, in my opinion. Red tsunami. Get America First candidates in. And then are we going to see justice in around 2024? Is that when we're going to be able to do it? When? Hopefully. Donald Trump announces he's running and he's going to win that one, too. Again, just like he did the last one.
So I think, you know, justice is always going to be measured, meted out in a slow tiered process. You know, people have learned over the last couple of years, 6 years or so, that, you know, no longer can you show up to the polls every once, every 2-4 years and say, okay, everything's going to be good. It was an important, tough civics lesson we learned. You got to be on it every day, not all day, a couple minutes a day for most Americans, but be involved. Education, health, science, border, countering the drug trade, overseas, diplomatic, whatever you want to do, pick a lane. Pick a line of effort, as we say. And then the gavels of Congress are what's going to dictate at least the next 2 years, at least allow constitutional oversight into the corruption at the FBI and DOJ, with things leaking out that not just was Russiagate so corruptly and unlawfully done, but the extensions of Russiagate that John Durham is now talking about, the Danchenko prosecution, which is coming up, and also the cover-up and the corruption that these whistleblowers are talking about. Lately, the FBI has now been exposed to have been falsely padding statistics to label Donald Trump supporters as domestic violent extremists. And then Chris Ray can go to Congress and lie about how that's on the rise when it's totally, totally false. And these whistleblowers are being attacked against or being reprised against, which is never supposed to happen. Not to mention the fact that you have whistleblowers coming out on everything from January 6th at the FBI to how they conduct raids. Surprising, yes, Russiagate, and how they politicized that investigation instead of having, as you said, accountability for the American public. So all of that comes out like we did it in Russiagate with Devin, but it's got to come out in like force factor of 10x. And my big thing to everybody is documents. Don't listen to me. Literally, go get the documents. I said, instead of go get the documents, we'll get them for you and we'll put them out for free. So we created an online document vault at fightwithcash.com. Every document we get lawfully from January 6th, from Russiagate, from Durham, from Danchenko, from impeachment, from whatever scandal they're talking about, from the whistleblowers, is on fightwithcash.com for free. We don't want anything. The charity, I will go raise money elsewhere to support our endeavors, to help legal defense funds, and to help pay for veterans assistance and tuition programs for kids. What I want you to do is go get the free material. You don't have to read all of them. Pick one. Give it to a friend. What we put up are the government's own documents. And this is the hardest lesson I learned during Russiagate. You can do the work. You can show the government was corrupt. It can be literally without argument that it is 100% true. But the American public will see it when they read it in black and white, and not in my words, but in the FBI's own reporting, in the DOJ's own reporting. And the theme that I've struck with people, and it's the title of my book that's going to come out next year, is government gangsters. Basically, what we're saying is that these corrupt government gangsters are so arrogant at FBI, DOJ, CIA, DOD, not all of them, just the people at the top, that they write down everything they do, even their unlawful stuff, because they're like, no one's ever going to catch us. And that is how we caught them at Russiagate. It's how we caught McCabe, Comey, Strzok, and all the people that are outlined in the fun Durham deck. Oh, by the way, I've never said this before. The Durham deck of cards did so well, thanks to our friend Cameron, that you guys all know. And there's been such a demand for them that we just might be printing a few thousand more. So stay tuned.
Nice. Go to fightwithcash.com to get the updates on that. Now, so we've got the government's reply to the defendant on Igor Dushenko's. You know, we've got Durham. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, this is in October. It's coming up in October. Is this going to be an October surprise? I mean, does Durham have the goods? What's your thoughts on this case from your perspective?
Yeah, thankfully, this case is at least being tried in Virginia, not downtown D.C. So it's, you know, it's not in the Communist Republic of Corruption, but it's next door. So we got some distance. But here's the thing. I'm the Russiagate guy. I'm the guy that, you know, dove in and figured out that the Democratic Party hired a foreign asset and hijacked law enforcement to unlawfully surveil a presidential candidate by lying to a federal court. Literally, in 2016, America, that's what happened. But it took years to find out. John Durham blew my mind with his pleadings the other week. What did he say? And I think your audience know this. Igor Danchenkov, get this. The guy that's indicted was a paid FBI informant. I called Devin, and we literally both fell out of our chairs. The Russiagate guys. We said, what? We subpoenaed every record of every informant for Russiagate. This guy's name never came up. Here's the shocking sequence of events, though, that really just shows the corruption and the levels they will go to hide their own corruption. I call it the confidential human source corruption program that the FBI and DOJ runs now. So we show Christopher Steele's corruption and unlawful activity. The FBI fires him. Okay, let's hit pause on that. They fire him in circa, 2017, October-ish, right? Wind the clock back to 2009. Fiona Hill is in the middle of everything. Fiona Hill. She's in the middle of Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenkov, the Justice Department, Bruce Orr, Fusion GPS, and everything. Fiona Hill hires in 2009 Igor Danchenkov to be her research assistant at the Brookings Institute. While the FBI is investigating Igor Danchenkov in 2009, for what? Buying and selling classified information to our overseas adversaries. Literally. And then the FBI comes in and says, they did, and I'm not saying this, they said this, and Durham did exactly what we did. He took their documents and put it in a federal pleading in the Danchenko case. The FBI closed that investigation because they said they thought he went overseas. My ass, I was a former national security prosecutor. When you leave the country, you go get the criminal. You know, that's all you got to do to have the FBI stop an investigation? What a farce. So now let's go back to 2017. Steele gets fired. Who's the number one source? And we didn't know this at the time, but we know this now because of John Durham. Who's the number one source? Source one in the Steele dossier. Igor Danchenkov. Not one month after Danchenko gets fired, after Steele gets fired, the FBI comes in and a guy they were going to prosecute criminally, they hire him as a confidential human source. Why do they do that? The Confidential Human Source Government Corruption Network. First, they did it with Steele. Then they used Bruce Orr as a cutout at DOJ. Now they paid Igor Danchenko for 3 years. They paid him until 2020. To what? Knowingly lie to the FBI, give American taxpayers their money, hard-earned money, to this corrupt criminal so that the FBI and DOJ's arrogance and unlawful activity could be covered up. I cannot even imagine a scenario that's more corrupt and more worse than that for our law enforcement community. But this is what happened. Here's the good news. Durham's on the case, and people are always worried about the statute of limitations, this, that, and the other thing. Igor Danchenkov was paid FBI money, American taxpayer money, until at the latter part of 2020. That clock just reset till 2025 when it comes to statute of limitations.
Wow. I mean, that's huge. So it is. The human informant by putting them on the payroll, essentially, is what they did.
Yep. To cover up their corruption, which has always been their criminal conspiracy against anything Donald Trump.
Wow. Shady, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, it's actually unbelievable whenever you kind of pull back and you analyze what you're talking about right there. But I have a sneaking suspicion that this is very pervasive as far as like the way these investigations are run. And it's also kind of disappointing for the lack of support that you guys have gotten from, you know, I know we talk about the radical left, but it definitely seems like there's quite a number of people in our camp as well out there that are sidelining you guys and saying that some of the stuff that you're bringing forward isn't true and acting like that Donald Trump is this and Donald Trump is that. I think that's really created a bigger smokescreen for people it's harder for people to see what actually happened in the past. They're creating this inability for people to understand and to recognize it. And the politicians that are elected or selected seemingly going along with it, Cash. It's kind of frustrating for a lot of folks out there.
I agree. And I think what we are doing successfully through great shows like yours is allowing that smoke screen to be dissipated with the truth. And what we're doing is more and more people are turning off CNN and stopping to read the New York Times and all the other garbage publications out there, because they're saying you bamboozled us during Russiagate. You pulled the wool over eyes during January 6th. You lied to us about Ukraine impeachment 1 and 2. And by the way, speaking of whistleblowers, remember when Charmella and his sidekick Vindman created with Fiona Hill, once again, Fiona Hill, the whole impeachment fiasco by lying about a phone call and my involvement in it? Well, what happened? Actually turned out the phone call was totally true. But those whistleblowers, and rightfully so, were not retaliated against, because that's the law. Fast forward, the two-tier system of justice doesn't only exist in courts, it exists in the whistleblower program. We have whistleblowers who are now saying the truth about what happened to Donald Trump and how the FBI is corrupt. And these whistleblowers are literally being fired. Special Agent Friend went to the Congress and told them how they were unlawfully and unfairly padding the statistics for domestic violent extremism against Trump affiliated people to make it look like it was a problem. They took his badge and gun. The FBI took his badge and gun. Nothing happened to Charmella. Vindman didn't get kicked out of the military. He retired on his own. But this sort of two-tier system of retribution is what's turning people off of the other networks. And that's why I think we're able to slowly, and we have been winning. That's why I think we're going to win the midterms. That's why I think we're going to win House and Congress and the Senate. But Devin told me this a long time ago. If you guys are tired of saying it after saying it a million and one times, you've only just begun telling people that need to hear it. So we just got to keep going. And that's why, you know, I'm happy to come on your show and so very appreciative that you guys helped me sell my books, which, yeah, it's how I learn a living nowadays. I'm not embarrassed about it. But if you want to support us, plotagainsttheking.com. And all the information I talk about is available for free at fightwithcash.com. It's the perfect time to get your Orange Man Bad t-shirts. And also, we may be debuting a new fall camo hoodie in the very near future. And no, I don't make any money off any of that stuff. It goes into the 501c3 in our legal trust. We're helping Jan 6 people. We're helping kids with tuition assistance. We're helping veterans. We've already helped active duty members who've been attacked falsely by this DOD. We're paying for it with your great support. But our effort is to have everybody in the tent. And let's have some fun with it like we started out the show. What's wrong with having fun with our core values and bringing people under the tent and saying, you guys all helped at fightwithcash.com?
That's right. Cash Patel, a name to remember. You're a true American hero. We're glad to know you, sir. You're welcome on this show anytime. I know you have time constraints. Do you want to give us one boom before you go? One boom?
Well, I'll tell you this. Look, as soon as the Danchenko case kicks off, y'all better pay attention on Truth Social, because I'm going to be going nonstop. But till then, you can get updates on Cash's Corner, my Friday night show on Epoch Times. I'm going out live to the desert this Friday night in Arizona to talk whistleblowers, double standards, and lay out the Danchenko trial upcoming on Cash's Corner.
Cash's Corner.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it, Cash. This country owes you and Devin a big debt of gratitude, my friend. Thank you so much for everything you're fighting for. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Keep screaming. The truth is worth it. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. It is worth it.
Cash, appreciate you. Wow. Cash Patel, right here on the MG Show. What a great guy. And, you know, just so honored to know him. And this is the third appearance on the show. So we're so happy that he came on. And we're going to have him on again when the Danchenko trials comes on. We'll make sure of that. But Shady Group, we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. We're sponsored by you. So we're going to go ahead and pay some bills real quick. Thank you very much. We got some more news coming up. And buckle down for the Hurricane Ian. We'll talk about that on the other side of the commercials. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
Oh, we're live again. I'm sorry. I'm just really into this book, guys. Get over there at MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show or call 1-800-873-0478. That is 1-800-873-0478. MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show. Shady, we had Cash Patel again.
We did, and I would like to encourage all of you to go over there and support him and to get the book. I think that what he's doing with writing the children's books is actually a very great idea, because I noticed that he said there earlier that, you know, interestingly enough, the adults really love the book too, because a lot of people just don't have this information. A lot of people just don't really understand, you know, with all the media hype and craziness and absolute complete nonsense, like who these people are. What was really going on behind the scenes, you know, the effort that it took for Devin and Cash, you know, they were working together for years trying to push this information out there, being set up at gateways every single turn, trying to explain what was going on. And I think that this is a great idea for them, for him to bring forward the story in a very simple manner, but also a direct manner that is truthful about what did happen. What did they try to do to Donald Trump? This is not a joke, everybody. You can see that they're treating us, the Patriots, Donald Trump, completely different than they're treating the other side. And that is a problem in America. If we believe in America, then that's definitely a problem here. And so I think that it's a great avenue to get the word out there for them.
Yep. Hashtag FWK fight with Cash. Go over to Cash and just tell him that we saw you on the MG show. Let him know that you saw him over here. It was a dilly of a show, Shady. I mean, I'm telling you right now. What? What?
I'll second that. I think he meant to say doozy. Doozy.
It's a dilly. Well, dilly of a show would work too, right? Press 17 if you know what I'm talking about when I say it's a dilly of a show. Thank you guys very much. And, you know, this is fun, Shady Groove. This is why we're here. You know, Patriots don't attack Patriots. Patriots, you know, like Cash said, you know, and you just laid it out clearly. They don't like anybody that thinks unlike they do. They like you to think like a communist. They want you to just submit and wear a mask. They want all that, Shady. I mean, I don't. I want freedom. I want freedom for the people that hate me, Shady. Isn't that wild?
Well, isn't it? Right? It is interesting. And isn't it interesting, you know, whenever we look at some of the stuff you're talking about, the communism or the Black Lives Matter or the Marxism that is out there, like, look, remember during all of that, they were interfacing with people and they were forcing them to say Black Lives Matter. You know, they were like, they would stand there and they would intimidate people until they said Black Lives Matter. Like, I don't see any Patriots gathering around anybody saying them, you got to say, you know, Trump, or you have to say any, where we go, one we go all. We're not forcing anybody to say anything. We're saying we like freedom. If you like to say Black Lives Matter, yeah, go ahead. You're not going to make me say it.
So there were a lot of 17s and our producer refused to show them.
He did?
There they are. So there's tons of 17s. If you scroll back, they're amazing. It was a dilly of a show. Thank you guys very much for all those 17s. And, you know, pray for the people that are dividing, because Patriots don't attack Patriots ever. And we love you, Shady. So we got an interesting interview from Donald J. Trump talking about the precipice, Shady. Mm-hmm. He basically said some very important things that need to happen soon for our country because, quote, once it gets over the precipice, it's not going to be savable. And that reminds me of drop 4685 and Storm Has Arrived. The Storm Has Arrived on True Social and on Telegram. The Storm Has Arrived 17. Only at the precipice will people find the will, strength, to change and break the system of control. Be free. Q. Are we approaching the precipice? We're going to play this interview right now. Shady Groove, what do you say?
Let's do it. Let's see what he has to say.
Do it.
Has been persecuted, lied about, impeached, and vilified, yet that has not stopped him from fighting to make America great once again. And with that, I'd like to welcome back to Real America the 45th president of the United States,
soon to be on the MG show. Come on, let's hear Donald Trump on the MG show.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you very much.
So let's just get right to it. We spoke a few months ago, I think it was about a month or so before this horrific, unwarranted, ridiculous sham of an investigation and raid on your home. So, first and foremost, how are you, Baron Melania, the family doing after the FBI went through all of your personal effects, took things they weren't supposed to take, and just violated the sanctity of your home?
Well, it was a shocking thing, and everybody was surprised by it, including the public. And it's not acceptable, and it hasn't been acceptable to the public. You see that through the polls and through every other form of looking at it. And it was... they've been weaponized. They've been weaponized against Republicans and conservatives and people like you and people that we know so well and people that are great people in this country, great citizens. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI at a level that nobody's ever imagined possible. And I really think that I don't have to think. People are extremely angered by it. They don't believe what's happening to our country.
Mr. President, what do you think, if anything, a president could do? Let's say you do run. I know we're waiting on that announcement. Hopefully it comes in a few months. You or anyone who runs for president takes the office. What could they do to try and clean up these federal institutions that we used to trust? The DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, that now has been weaponized by Biden with the 87,000 agents hired and armed to, I would only imagine, go out and go after MAGA, right? Ultra-MAGA Republicans. How could a sitting president try to clean that up when they get in there?
Well, it's all about the people. And, you know, I had great people, but I also had people where I would have made a different choice had I known. They turned out to be rhinos, which are in many ways as bad as a bad Democrat or a leftist, because you don't know where they're coming from as much. But I will tell you, it's all about the people, and you get the people and you give them the right message, and it can be done, and it can be done very well. And, you know, I've gotten to know all the people. I know everybody now. And when I first came, I was not a Washington person. So I relied on a lot of recommendations from different senators and congressmen and vice president and others. And many were great. Many were great. Look, we rebuilt our military. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. We did things that were incredible. Many were great. We got rid of ISIS for 100% of the ISIS caliphate and so much else. But honestly, there were some that I could have done without, and I would have put different people in. Now I know, after you get to know Washington, it was not my world, and now it became my world, very, very inclusively my world. And I think you, probably know it also well, Dan. You know me pretty well. And
Can I ask you something, Mr. President?
I know the right ones. I know the right ones, and I know the wrong ones. But it's very much about people.
Yes, and again, you and I have spoken offline about that numerous times and in face-to-face interviews, and I asked the public to send questions in, and resoundingly I got a theme from a lot of folks wanting to know about the vaccine and COVID and the lockdowns that came during and then after your tenure, and then what Biden did with it, what governors have done with it. Now that you're seeing all the evidence out there, Mr. President, about this vaccine, the myocarditis, the women's issues, whatnot, I get it. You had Miss Scarf Lady Burke standing there. You had Fauci. You had all these experts with 30, 40 years in politics. You're a businessman. You're told, lock it down, create this vaccine, do it. So I get in your head, you're thinking, I got to get rid of the regulation. I've got to help people or millions could die. But now on the backside, looking at the side effects we're seeing from the vaccine and how Fauci and the rest of them, I believe, lied to you and lied to the country. Would you have done things different, and how will you move forward if you get back in charge when it comes to COVID, the vaccine, and all these mandates that liberals put in place?
Well, I never locked down. I let the governors decide. That's the federalist system. But I let the governors decide, and many Republican governors, if you look at South Carolina, he's fantastic, and Tennessee, and a lot of them, they didn't lock down at all. And you had some states that didn't. I let them decide. The Democrats really locked down. I mean, they made it impossible. They like imprisoned their state, Michigan and so many others. They were New York. Look at New York, what happened to New York. So that was their decision. That was the way it was supposed to be done. So I didn't lock down. The mandates were terrible. The mandates, what they did with the mandates were terrible. And that was almost exclusively, I don't think totally, but almost exclusively done by the Democrats, Democrat governors, Democrat everything. As far as Operation Warp Speed, I mean, I've been given great reviews on that by a lot of people. We've done we did an incredible job. You know, when we handed it back over after a rigged election, we handed it back over. The stock market was higher than it was prior to COVID, the day before COVID came in. And by the way, the stock market is higher than it is right now. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
Oh, yeah. We've lost $7 trillion since Biden took over. Yep. I was going to get to that in the economy. But I still got to get that vaccine question out, Mr. President, just because I get so many viewers asking, with the side effects, where does Mr. Trump stand on that? So many viewers sent that in to me.
So we got a vaccine done, and we also got Regeneron and a lot of other therapeutic things done, which are phenomenal and which really, you know, people don't talk about, but really have been fantastic. The vaccine was done in 9 months instead of 5 years or 10 years or 12 years. And as you know, there are many, many people that think that millions of people worldwide have been saved because of the vaccine. We'll see what happens. We're looking at it very, very closely. But we got that done in 9 months as opposed to 5 years to 12 years. They said it was going to take anywhere from 5 to 12 years.
If reelected, though, Mr. President, you would remove any type of mandate at the federal level for our military, for first front, for everybody when it comes to this vaccine, because there are questions about the side effects. So you would
remove
those.
Well, I didn't do the mandates. Yeah, okay. I didn't do the mandates. Gotcha. The mandates were done by other people.
Yep. Just wanted to get you on the record for that one.
Under me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So many
people
asked.
The mandates were done by governors, and they were done by others. And the mandates were very bad. I was against the mandates. I was never for the mandates. And frankly, if people wanted to leave their state open, they could have left the state open. They didn't have to shut down either. Right. And only Republican governors. Some Republican governors did that. So that was really their choice.
Right. Can we switch to the economy? You just brought up the stock market. One of my staffers brought up the fact that we've lost 7.1 or 2 trillion since Biden took over. We're at a 41-year high inflation rate. Gas prices will skyrocket again after the midterms. I know it. You know it. How would you get a handle back on things? And I saw in a recent interview you discussed the oil reserves and what Biden's been doing with that. Can you discuss that briefly before you talk about the economy, Mr. President?
Well, the gas prices are already double, even though they've come down a little bit, but they're going to go up right after the election because they use these strategic reserves, which I filled up. First time in 60 years that it's been topped out. And I bought 75 million barrels, and we put it in the mines. They call them the salt mines. It's these massive reserves that we have. And that's meant for war. That's meant for military. And he's using it to get the price down of gasoline, if you look at it, for the purpose of trying to win an election, which I don't think they're going to win with crime and all the other problems that we have with that Afghanistan that people are tending to forget about it because, you know, the news never mentions Afghanistan. They never mention the crime. They never
mention, Mr. President.
Don't show the so-called mainstream or lamestream, if you want to use that term.
Yes, I do.
But the lamestream news doesn't talk about the kind of crime that's going on in this country. They don't talk about the Afghanistan withdrawal, which I think really was the thing that maybe got Putin going because he looked at the incompetence and he said, this is a good time to do it. But they don't talk about even Ukraine. You look at Ukraine and Russia, that should have never happened. It would have never happened if I were there.
What would you do right now, Mr. President, if you get reelected? Let's just say, I'm hypothetically here, you get back in. What would you do to broker peace right away? Because I don't hear anybody from the European Union and definitely in the Biden regime trying to convince these two, Zelensky and Putin, to get to the table and do what's right for the innocent people dying in the middle, which is come to the peace bargaining table. Nobody's willing to discuss that.
Well, it would have been much easier before it happened, but it did happen, and that's where we are right now. The thing you have to do is get the oil price down, and Russia will stop, because Russia's getting at $100 a barrel. Russia has never had, they've never had wealth like this before. Right. And despite the war and the cost of the war and what the war is doing to everybody and the killing, the tremendous killing that's taking place. If you got oil down to, you know, I had it down to $40 a barrel. I had it down to less than that. We had gasoline at one point down to $1.49. Can you believe it?
I remember.
And now you look at where it is. You look at where it is right now. Everybody was buying very big cars and trucks. They were driving trucks. They wanted not even SUVs. Let's go buy a truck. But we had it down to a level that nobody's seen in decades and decades and decades. And it was a great thing. This country was booming, and then they shut it off. But what you do is you have to get the oil price down. You get the oil price down, you get it down to $40, $50 a barrel, the war would stop automatically. You don't even have to talk to anybody. It would stop automatically.
You brought up our military, what's happening, of course, in Ukraine and Russia. Let's touch on just all around the globe. It seems that our allies are losing faith in us. Our enemies and foes are strengthening. You got China flexing on Taiwan, of course, Iran flexing on Israel and Hamas, of course, the Middle East, and then this war with Russia and Ukraine. It seems like in 19 months, everything that you worked so hard to build as far as a strong, independent America first nation where our allies trusted us, our foes were on notice, just went to hell in 18, 19 months. How do we get that back, Mr. President?
So we would have had a deal within 1 week of reentering the White House. We would have had a deal with Iran. Russia would never have happened. And as you know, for 4 years plus campaigns, it didn't happen. Okay, it was never talk about going in. And in fact, when I first saw them building up troops, when they started doing it after I left, I figured he was doing that for negotiation purposes. It was unthinkable that he would have gone in. And just so sad. China looks like they're getting very ready to take Taiwan, and we'll see what happens. And again, part of that is because of the incompetence we showed that was shown in Afghanistan. And, you know, giving the Taliban $85 billion worth of the best weaponry in the world, leaving American citizens, dead soldiers, and very badly hurt soldiers that nobody wants to talk about, badly wounded soldiers. So there are many things, but it all starts, we have to get our economy back. And once our economy back, once energy costs come down lower, you'll be in a very strong position to talk to Putin and to talk to everybody and get that mess solved.
Mr. President,
but what is scary right now is they're starting to talk nuclear weapons.
I heard.
That's a word that cannot be mentioned.
No, he never mentioned that when you were in charge. I want to bring it back home. You were talking about our military. That's obviously one of our most valuable resources in this country are the brave men and women that serve our nation. Let's talk about the kids that someday will grow up and possibly serve. Are you worried about the attack on our children? And when I say that, Mr. President, I mean from the radical over-sexualization in schools we're seeing, the CRT training, and now this whole push for transgender, the mutilation surgeries we're seeing at Vanderbilt and other university hospitals and clinics. I mean, this thing has exploded like it's okay and normal to start cutting up a 13 or a 14-year-old and use 140 different genders and 200 different pronouns. This is nonsense. They're going after our kids, don't you think, Mr. President?
It's true. And I ended that, as you know, I ended it largely in the country, but I ended it for our military. It was over. You couldn't do it.
Right.
And there was a little bit of fuss from a few people, but 99% of the people agreed. This is an issue that if you ever took a real poll, it probably would poll at 1%.
Yeah.
And they're trying to destroy our country with it. They are trying to destroy our country. So I ended it, as you know, I ended all of the things that you just mentioned in the military. We ended it. We got rid of, they had instructors making $400,000 a year teaching this stuff, and we fired them all.
Right.
But when they came back in, they put them all back on.
Would you, if you get back in, would you make it a federal law that public schools do not get federal funds if they push any of that nonsense? Could we do something like that federally?
I think it would be something that nobody has mentioned. Very few people talk about it. I think it would be something that would be very acceptable to a lot of people.
Yeah. I know you're almost out of time, Mr. President, but I got to hit you on this one quick because over the last few weeks and months, besides you being personally attacked by a corrupt DOJ and FBI, it's happening to hundreds, if not thousands, of American patriots, America First or MAGA, or as Mr. Joe Biden and his regime likes to label all of us, ultra MAGA, calling us the terrorists, a threat to the nation. I think otherwise. I think it's the left that's a threat to our country, Mr. President. Let's talk about what the FBI has been doing to people, and then also the January Sixers, and people are not getting their due process, their fair day in court. There are folks still behind bars in D.C. 19 months later who simply walked through the Capitol. They trespassed, but they didn't break anything. They didn't hurt anyone. What would you do to fight for those people?
So I think it's a disgrace, and we are fighting, and we cannot believe that it's even taking place, what they've done, because they didn't do anything to Black Lives Matter. They did nothing to Antifa. Antifa and groups of people went out to Portland. They destroyed the city. They burned the place down. Minneapolis, if I didn't stop it and send in the guards, send in soldiers, that would be, you wouldn't even have a Minneapolis in Minnesota. It was so bad what happened in Minnesota. The governor wouldn't act, and we got him to act. And the governor is the one supposed to, almost has to call in the troops. And the Democrat governors didn't want to do it. But you look at that city was a disaster. And we got that stopped. And Seattle, they took over Seattle. The damage they did was so incredible. And the payback is like nothing. Mm-hmm. In fact, you look at Harris went out and she raised money to get people out. But you didn't have to raise very much because they got out very easily. What they've done to these people is very, very unfair. Nobody can believe it, and nobody's seen anything like that in the history of our country.
And the rhetoric that he keeps using, and I mean Biden, keeps using this rhetoric in the mainstream media and all the left about ultra MAGA being domestic terrorists and threats, just got an 18-year-old kid last week killed by some wacko left-winger. Taylor Ellingson, 18 years old, beautiful young kid, gets run over and hit.
Yes.
And the guy says, I hit him because he was a Republican.
Yeah. And by the way, the mainstream media doesn't report it. To the best of my knowledge, they've had not one story on it. This unbelievably beautiful young boy was not an ultra person in any way. Either way, he was just a very solid, wonderful guy who was probably a Republican. And this whack job went out and ran him over with his SUV, and you don't hear anything about it. By the way, if that were the opposite way, Dan, this would be the biggest story. This would be a story that would be front page every day, every night. This would be front page news. I actually put some very strong statements out about that. You know
that
with his incredible parents and his family. They're devastated. This was a wonderful young guy with a great future, and he was run over by an animal.
Mr. President, wrapping up here, what would you like us to do? And when I say that, I mean patriots, America First folks, MAGA folks, not necessarily, you know, I love how the mainstream and the left today say that we put you on a pedestal, we think you're our savior. No, it's the movement. You just happen to be one of the leaders of our movement. And so what do you think we as America First folks should be doing when it comes to the midterm and there and beyond to save this nation? Because, Mr. President, I don't know if you heard
The first thing you have to do, the first thing you have to do is keep going, Dan, because you're a very important voice and you have been for a long time. So keep going. But we have to get out in November. We have to vote. We have to get out and we have to vote. And, you know, the elections were crooked and crooked as hell. Yes. The borders are open. We taught a lot of people a lot of lessons about a lot of things. But the one thing is, if you swamp them, it's much harder for them to cheat. Because, you know, with all of their stuff with open borders and with the no voter ID and more taxes, you know, they want to raise everybody's taxes. All of these things, how do they sell? They don't sell. They're against the Second Amendment. With all of these things, they're not a 50% party.
No.
They end up cheating. They cheat on elections. We have to get out. It's much harder for them when you swamp them. We have to have a big election coming up. We have to have a big, great election, a great result. And then 24 is coming along, and there'll be no more important election than that one, I can tell you. But what's happening to our country is sick.
It is.
I don't think our country has ever been in the kind of danger it is in right now, both inside and outside. If you look at Putin with his talk, and if you look, this is not talk, you don't mention that thing that we don't want to talk about. I say the N-word. Well, it means the nuclear word. Mm-hmm. The N-word is the nuclear word, and that is a threat like nobody's had out there. I mean, he's talking about that openly, and it's being handled very badly.
Again, this was something
that shouldn't have happened.
We're being heard
very badly from within.
Our nation is on the precipice of heading towards not just socialism, but communism, a total rewrite of what this country is supposed to be. And if we don't get a handle on it right damn now, Mr. President, it will be gone. My final question to you is a simple one. Why? Why do you keep doing it? I mean, you heard my intro to you. Here you are. You're in what's supposed to be the golden years of your life at 75. You have cash, beautiful wife, great kids, amazing properties around the world. You have all this going for you. You could just say, I'm done with politics, and they'd probably leave you alone and go away. Why don't you just do that?
I think it's true. If I didn't do this, we're leading in every poll by a lot, both Republicans by a real lot, and we're leading Biden and we're leading every Democrat. But you know, the truth is, I do it because I love the country. Our country can be saved, but I really believe that if some things don't happen, very important things, very soon, it can no longer be saved. You know, once it goes over the precipice, it's not going to be savable. And we're not that far away. We had something going so special 2 years ago. We were leading the world in every category. Every group within our country was leading. African-American, Asian-American, women, men, Hispanics, everybody was leading, young people, old people. We were all doing great, and they want to destroy this country. They're looking to destroy the country. And, you know, I say it often, our challenge from within, the danger from within, meaning people in this country, people that are ruining this country, is greater, in my opinion, than outside nations and what they want to do to us.
Agree,
it's actually 100%. Greater from within.
We have heard it from founding fathers and past presidents up to Reagan and before have said it. The only way America will fall is from within. And that's why we need fighters like Donald J. Trump and folks watching this. We need.
Very good interview, Shady Groove. We're at the precipice. Wow. Close to.
Yeah, very, very good interview. And he said so many things there that were relevant, talking about getting the right ones in there and the wrong ones. And we're not a 50% party. The Democrats are not a 50% party. He is laying the groundwork for what we've been talking about here, which is this is absolute insanity. These people are not 50% of the country. They're projecting that they're 50% of the country. And, you know, essentially, Donald Trump, come on over to the MG show, and we would love to interview you without those interruptions so much. So a good interview there, though. Got some interesting pieces out of him, and I appreciate the fight that guy's putting on for us every day, my brother.
Yeah, I thought that was probably one of his best interviews. The guy asked some really good questions, and Donald Trump responded very appropriately. Wow, Shady Groove. So, you know, we've got Cash Patel on the show. If you missed him, he's in hour one. This replay will play on rumble.com/MG show. But Shady, that was 1 hour already. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes to the MG show, and we got a lot more for you guys. And with that, go to mg.donate and help us out, guys. We love you. Thank you for the Rumble Rants. We'll be back. Shady, take
it
away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show. Live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You save your pennies. Your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Call us deplorable, and we love the name. got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we go on, we go on. Trust the plan because we have it all, and that fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groom Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the hell at my TV for telling me? Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near. Watching the threads of old glory come undo. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more? Screaming, if you don't like it, there's a freaking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of all glory come undone. Not the only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song? Am I the only one sitting here, still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory. glory come undone. I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
I can't be the only one.
God bless America. Aaron Lewis, not the only one. There's a storm. It's upon us right now. Shady Groove, welcome back to hour number two of the MU Show, Matrix Groove Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for making this the MG Show. Thank you, everybody out there, for helping us to spread the word that you are not the only one. We are not the only ones. We are the majority, and we plan on standing up for it and being a little bit belligerent about it going forward. Jeff, you made the statement last week that there might be a couple of I told you so's, and I think those are around the corner for a lot of your friends and family, but we do encourage you to do that with grace and to do that with style and to do it with kindness, because we do have to realize that people were tricked, and people were tricked in a big way, and they've been being tricked about what is the truth for a long time. And so be good stewards of it out there and recognize that you're not the only one.
I like this too. This was posted after our show yesterday, and this is Song of Grace at Song of Grace on True Social. Into the storm, where we go one, we go all. The time has come to end the cabal. Hold the line, dear patriots. Hold fast and stand tall. No one can stop what is coming this fall. Guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hide his word in your heart like never before. Put on the full armor of God every day. Awaken the sheep and show them the way. Be strong and take courage. Do not be afraid. For the Lord, he is with you every step, every day.
Wow. Very good.
This is the kind of talent that we have in this movement. Not only the music, the memes, the poetry. I mean, Shady Groove, this, I am so proud to be a member of this community.
Yeah, and the worldwide community, right? You know, like everybody, like we've said here on the show many times, like the people that are outside of America seem to be fighting for America even more than a lot of the people that are inside America or that are Americans right now, because of all the brainwashing and the media and the hype and the political atmosphere is so contaminated across the board. It's really hard to get oriented, and it's really just fascinating to see how many people that are not Americans are fighting for you. They're praying for you. Somebody said out there about the prayers, you know, it's that is how we're winning this. This country gets more prayers for the future of its survival than any other country on planet Earth, and we should all take a step back and be humbled by that fact and attempt to engineer the country that we deem it should be, what freedom really should be, right?
If America falls, the world falls, Shady. Ghostwriter K, just because I love y'all, we love you, $17 Rumble rant. Sandy Star White, just because she loves Ghostwriter K, $17 Rumble rant. Ross Pure, a few shilling for the truth tellers as we march towards victory. Ross Pure, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. Your support means a lot. And Shady Groove, I just want to quickly give this a plug. I know you love it. This is In the Matrix on Pinata Farms. I want to show you this meme, Shady. You're going to love it. Check it out. You're going to love this. This is it right here. This is the MG Show. See us there. There's the MG Show. There's Matrix's old, you know, moniker on Twitter. Here we go. Oh, look. The MG Show destroys the mainstream media, Shady Groove.
Every day,
guys. You like that, Shady Groove? Just a little flamethrower. Look at that. Watch. Here we go.
Well, pretty sure you're not allowed to own those things. According to Joe Biden, you're not allowed to have a flamethrower, bro.
Well, I got one right here. Look at that. The MG Show. Isn't that great? I mean, this is a fun meme platform. Get over there. Follow at In the Matrix with three X's over there. If you want to, you know, 60 days in a row now, Shady, will be tonight. I have a feeling we're going to do it. And plus, guys, if you guys would just click on that and give it a view, it would surely help, the rankings over there. I've been number one on Pinata Farms with many great patriots and being attacked by the Brebshills over there. It's pretty funny. They just block us. But it's been a fun time over there destroying, you know, the fake news people out there and all the attacks that are foisted upon us. They even brought it to True Social with their little stupid lies about me. I mean, it's just funny how they make stuff up. But Pinata Farms, follow at In the Matrix Shady. 60 days, it could be in a row that I'm number one. They don't like it very much. And thank you. I just wanted to share that with you guys because we are destroying the narrative every day, Shady Groove.
Triggering them. That's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So get on the Matrix, Pinata Farm, Effectual Insurrection. Thank you so much. Meter, wow, thank you. Top Kex is Alchemist Zach. We have fun over there, guys. You know, it's kind of fun. It's like, you know, instead of watching like Netflix, Shady, I make memes. So where do we go from here, Shady? I mean, we got so much happening. You know, I'm on Truth Social. Let's go over to Donald J. Trump. Real Donald J. Trump. Here he is right here. Let's just check out and see what's going on. He did Dana White. He's got, he retruthed Carly Bonet, Shady Groove.
Nice.
Yes. Congratulations, Carly. This is UFC's Dana White. So apparently we want to watch that. So let's go ahead and should we watch Carly's? Yeah. Let me retruth that too. That must have been just now. And then Tucker Carlson Rumble with that. This is My Son Hunter star Lawrence Fox are in Bannon's war room. The Bidens are getting off scot-free while the left spent 4 years, you know, attacking Donald J. Trump. My God, folks. This is liberal media scream. Stephanopoulos slipped and said Trump would beat Biden. Actually, he probably just told you the truth, finally, Shady Groove.
He did actually have a little truth pill over there yesterday.
Right? Let's watch the actual Tucker Carlson with Dana White, since our president wants us to watch that, Shady Groove. Here we go. Oh, wow. I don't have any sound.
Uh-oh.
Why is that? We'll do it live, Shady. That's volume. See?
Could be a bad clip.
Yeah. Let me just double check. Oh, let me just make sure.
Great, honestly. All and right, you know we'll that because they're not actually like a lot of prominent people are not that great, honestly. And you know that because they're not loyal to the people who work for them. Loyalty is a prerequisite for an honorable life, and Dana White has demonstrated it to the people around him. He's also loyal to his friends, even if his friends turn out to be the most controversial people in the world. And Dana White is friends with Donald Trump. They've been friends for decades. And as a result of that, he spoke when Trump asked him at the Republican National Convention in 2016. Took a lot of heat for that, but he didn't care. He's not afraid. That maybe is the most obvious point about Dana White. He's just not afraid. Maybe because he doesn't work at some dumb nonprofit or the Washington Post. He's in a very violent sport. In any case, he was not afraid to tell us about his relationship with Trump, and it was worth hearing. Here's part of it. So I talked to Trump yesterday about you. And he described you as the only essential person in all American sports. He said you could take key people out of any sport and the sport would continue. If Dana White left UFC, there couldn't be UFC. Now, I don't know what you think of that assessment, but it did make me wonder how long are you, you're the same age as I am, 53. How long are you going to do this?
Well, I love him and I appreciate that. And hopefully I've built a business over the last 22 years that no matter who comes and goes, will last and continue to grow. I also know for a fact that when I do leave, the right person needs to be in place to take over. Because there is a formula to this business. Many other people have tried it. Many people are trying it right now as we speak and have not been successful. And I know why they haven't been successful. I know exactly why they haven't been successful. And when I watch them, you know, running their businesses, I just shake my head and go, yeah, yeah. So hopefully when I do decide to leave, which isn't going to be anytime soon, because I still love what I'm doing, I'm still as passionate about it as I was day one, I have the right people in place. Plus, I've built a phenomenal team here. Phenomenal team. You know, no one guy just does anything. You know, you need a really great team to surround yourself with, and I've done that, and that's why, you know, there's no way that I was going to let any of these people leave when COVID hit.
I knew that you knew Trump, and I knew you were a Trump supporter, broadly speaking. I didn't realize you were like a legit old friend of Trump's because of work. Can you explain that?
He's a very, very good friend of mine. Donald Trump has been such a good friend to me since the day I met him. We originally, when we bought this company had such a bad stigma attached to it in the sport that we couldn't even get into venues. Venues didn't want us. And Donald Trump saw that this thing could possibly be big. Plus, he's a sports guy. He loves sports. And he offered us to come do the event at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Cut us a very fair deal. We went down there and we did two events with him. He showed up for the first fight, stayed till the last fight. And you can imagine back then, Trump brand here, UFC brand down here.
Yeah.
But he took us in and he was great. Everything that ever happened to me in my career after that day, the first guy to reach out and say congratulations was Donald Trump. Whether it was
amazing,
a letter. We were on the cover of the New York Times one time, and he said, I always knew you were going to do it, Dana. Congratulations. And sent me the paper, sent me a pen one time congratulating me. You know, always sending something and saying congratulations. Like a guy who was genuinely happy for your success.
There aren't a ton of those.
No. And then came the day he was running for president, and he reached out to me. He called me one day, and he said, he started the conversation like this. If you don't want to do this, I completely understand, and there are no hard feelings. But I would be honored if you would speak for me at the National Republican Convention. I said, I'll be there. Donald was the first guy that recognized the potential that we saw in the UFC and encouraged us to build our business. He hosted our first two events at his venue. He dealt with us personally. He got in the trenches with us, and he made a deal that worked for everyone. So you're the best, man. You've always been a great guy to me. You've been a good friend to me. And I spoke that day. And let me tell you what, after that day, when I spoke for him at the convention, our friendship went to a whole nother level. This guy's been so good to me. It's unexplainable.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
In a window into something that we don't get to see. Did you take a lot of abuse for that, or do people just accept that this is a real friendship?
I'm in the abuse business. We take abuse every day, so I don't know. You'd have to explain to me what the abuse on the Trump side would be. You know, I get it. There's people. You know, this is what's sad. You know, obviously, I did not vote for President Biden. He's my president. He's the president of the United States right now, and I'm American. I don't dislike or hate anybody who voted for Biden. The fact that you're the type of person that would actually hate somebody because of who they voted for shows me exactly who you are. I don't want to know you anyway.
Yeah.
You're not really my kind of person, and I don't want to be friends with you either. So the feeling is very mutual. And it's not because of who you voted for. It's because of how you carry yourself. Who you vote for or what you decide to do with your life means nothing to me. That's your own personal choice. In America, this is a free country, and you can choose to vote or do whatever you want to do with your personal life.
This is a free country. Well, it's nice to be reminded of that.
Thank you.
It's also nice to see a man who's loyal to his friends. You got to be loyal to your friends.
That's so good right there. You've got to be loyal to your friends. Donald Trump is a very loyal person. I mean, people forget, you know, when he was just a business guy, right? He had a flat tire and he needed to get to a business meeting. A couple stopped and helped him with the tire instead, gave him a ride into Manhattan. They woke up the next morning with their house paid off. That's the kind of man he is. Would Joe Biden do that, or would he sucker millions upon millions of Americans for their hard-earned cash for him? America is no longer for sale, Shady Groove.
No, it isn't any longer for sale, but very simply because that Donald Trump has pulled the curtain back, right? He pulled the curtain back, and now you can see the players at the helm running the country right into the ground and doing a dramatic disservice no matter what they participate in. And, you know, it's very interesting right there, you know, bringing up a great point about who this man is. And, you know, that story that you just mentioned about the couple and the flat tire, that's not the only story, man. There are hundreds and hundreds of stories that are out there that are very, very similar to that happened well before he was ever a political candidate in any regard whatsoever. And if you go back at circa 2015, early 2015, and you look through the internet about who Donald Trump is, you will not hardly find a single negative word about the man out there other than from some of his ex-wives, which, you know, we understand that. But the reality of the situation is he is the real deal, guys. Donald Trump is the real deal. And that's, I think, Jeff, I think that's the only reason he survived this. You know, honestly, you know, looking back as whenever he first started and all the hurdles that he had to go through and obstacles he had to overcome, I don't think he would have survived this if he wasn't the person that he represents to be honest with you.
Yep. And there are good people that went against their bloodlines. If you do the genealogy, right? Look at Kennedy. Ooh, you know, he went against his bloodline. Lincoln went against his bloodline. Trump going against his. Very amazing. Shady mm-hmm. Groove, I got important news here. This is the authority, the underscore authority on Truth Social, did a little thing about Cash on the MG show today with Matrix and Shady, talking about the signed Where We Go One, We Go One edition books against Plot Against the King. What a fun idea. It's like Willy Wonka, only better. There's pretty interesting, too, because if you go to Plot Against the King, guess who retruthed it for us? Shady Groove. There we
nice.
Go.
Awesome.
So at Plot Against the King on Truth Social, they just retruthed us. Go over there and you know, say thank you for them, guys, you know, for doing that. That's very amazing. Here's the link for you guys out there in Rumble Land on the live show. Let me just make sure I copied that link correctly. Hang on 1 second. But Shady, this is really cool stuff. I mean, Cash coming on, it is like Willy Wonka. You're going to get the golden wrapper?
There'll be in a few days whenever the mail gets there, we'll have some more media heads popping whenever people start publishing that they got one of the Where We Go, When We Go All books that Cash signed. It's just funny. Maybe it really is.
To me.
Yeah.
I wish. I hope so. I'm praying. He said they already went out. There is 10 copies. They already went out. Locust Honey 21, I love your show. Your positivity, Cash, was the best on the MG show. Suggested a follow friend of mine, new to True Social, at @hot_gazpacho, GAZPACHO, or on Twitter at @realhotgazpacho, and that's spelled GAZPACHO, or just check out some of the vids. Thank you. Thank you for that. $5 Rumble rant for that, and we appreciate you. Thank you guys very much, because your support is very needed here at the MG show. We're not funded by Lucifizer, Shady, and we support all patriots. Like, we just played a patriotic song yesterday that was never heard before. We played the Orange Man song, amazing. We try to highlight the amazing talent in this community, Shady.
Well, there's so much out there, you know. I mean, there's so much out there that we don't get to, and you know, that really. At the very beginning, that's what we wanted to do. We could see that. We could see that from our perspective of, like, look at all of these brilliant people that are out there that nobody pays attention to. People are, you know, throwing them off of social media platforms. They're fighting hard. They're looking to do something different in their lives, and they're being stopped. You know, the two of us wanted to do something different. We wanted to participate. We wanted to be part of what was going on. They told us no. They told us that we weren't allowed to be on those platforms, that you're not allowed to talk, that your speech is not valid. So therefore, what do? We fight harder, and that it strengthens the resolve whenever you are, whenever people are trying to tell you that you can or can't do things.
And I'm not going to tell you to watch or not watch anybody. It's up to you. It's your discernment. It's being tested, folks. You know, your discernment right now. Hey, Matrix Shady, ride till dawn. Literally. Oh, they want Linus. You want us to stay on the show till dawn?
Wow. On? it was just now dawn here. Not that long ago.
It wasn't long ago. I mean, so is that dawn East Coast time or Shady Groove time? Yeah, I'm not sure.
My goodness. I gotta get a drink.
And that's another $17 Rumble rant. Yeti, cue the hurricane. We do have a Hurricane Ian heading down, bearing down on South Florida or Florida, west coast of Florida. They're saying that it could hit Tampa, but we're going to pray that away. Let's hope that prayers for everybody in the path of this storm. I think there was a new update recently, but, you know, we're just trying to, you know, keep everybody safe. Just get your stuff. Get what you need to do. I'm on the East Coast, so I'm right in above Palm Beach, so I'm right in the yellow. We got McCombs in Georgia, Jacksonville area. McCombs, let's pray for him and anybody that's in the Tampa area. We're seeing a lot of people on True Social, especially the people that need help, like oxygen and stuff like that. There's a lot of people helping elderly. Make sure you help your neighbor, because this is when the community comes together, Shady Groove.
It really is. And, you know, take care of each other down there, lift each other up, help out a neighbor. If you have an elderly neighbor or something like that, that maybe couldn't get to all of their stuff that needed to get done, maybe go out for a few minutes and give them a hand. If we could all just You know, whenever I was young, we would do that. Whenever I was young, there was a lot of participation in the community and among people that were together. And now that has been broken up a little bit. It's kind of sad to see. But, you know, and another thing is a big deal about this is I think a lot of people that have gotten sucked into these electric cars down there, you know, we got issues whenever we talk about all of the electrical havoc that comes from these storms. And, you know, people out there just need to take care of one another. Help someone else out if you've got an extra minute is all I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
Mother Nature is a very fearsome adversary. So please heed those warnings. You do not need to evacuate to another state. You don't need to go hundreds of miles away. There's shelters that are open in all of these counties at this point. The important part of if you're under an evacuation order is evacuate to higher ground that is going to be safe from the type of surge and flooding that we're fearing with this storm. Of course, there's certain Floridians that may live in mobile homes or manufactured housing that would be vulnerable. If you're under an order, of course, you know, you want to be in a structure that is going to be able to withstand some of the hurricane winds. But by and large, we're looking at really, really major storm surge up and down the west coast of Florida. There are people that, of course, you know, are evacuating on different roadways. There has been traffic, but there has not yet been the backups where FDOT and FHP have opened the emergency shoulder lanes. They will do that once sustained speeds are at 40 miles per hour or less. And so when that happens, they will make that call. People will be able to use those, you know, but don't use it until then, because that obviously, you know, carries some risk if people, you know, don't know that that's something that is going on.
So there you go. That's from DeSantis. That's one of the latest updates. You know, just be careful, guys. And, you know, help your neighbor if they need help with the shutters and all that stuff. And that's what we all do. A lot of Floridians don't leave, Shady. And, you know, we've been through so many of them. And a lot of the times, you know, you have to heed the warnings. You have to look at the warnings. You have to make decisions yourself. But we've been, you know, we've been through a lot of these things. So we're not scared.
I know you're not.
Right on. So prayers for everybody out there. Shady Groove, what else do we got? We've got so much happening. We've got, I'm just going to look through some of the news here, Shady. What's on your mind today?
Well, I mean, you know, essentially, you know, what we're looking down the barrel of the gun moving into tomorrow with their whole January 28th fiasco or January 6th fiasco on September 28th that they're going to continue tomorrow. And I just would like to point everybody back to that for just a minute and let you realize that, you know, this is a group of people that are up there that are selected on Capitol Hill that are making it their one trick pony about the January 6th event that occurred at the Capitol. And as they move into this, what is actually happening is the whistleblowers are coming out and undermining their narrative. So some of these whistleblowers, I've gotten word that some of these whistleblowers that have come out are actually turning on informants or agitators that were hired, employed by the FBI to be there that day. And, you know, essentially even people like many more people that are there other than that are like the guy Ray Epps. And then this past week we had Jamie Raskin and a couple of other congressmen coming out saying, oh, why don't you just leave Ray Epps alone? It really doesn't make a lot of sense to me why we should be leaving Ray Epps alone whenever this man was literally standing there instigating the riot. He was calling for it. He was saying out loud, we are going to go into the Capitol. We must go into the Capitol, not just the night before, but also the next day. So I really find it interesting, this dynamic that's kind of being set up here for the, you know, almost like the bowling pins being set up for the takedown because of this whole January 6th commission that they're bringing back out tomorrow. And I have a feeling this is going to be the last day of their charade tomorrow. So that's going to be an interesting little piece of news coming out.
Yeah, it will. Real quick, we got a couple more rumble rants. Locust Honey, please pray. Lots of my family in the Gulf. Prayer changes things. Absolutely. And if you have any anxiety, praise changes things. If it's a scientific fact, praise God and the anxiety just melts away. Thank you for that. Unsane Sin. Why hasn't Finn ever donated? That's a good question. Maybe he will. He didn't. He's off his meds today. I want to read a little bit. There is something here that a storm has arrived. The storm has arrived. 17 said, you know, following back up on your January 6th, the J6 committee resumes shilling tomorrow. Other options they know. Oh, wait, say, okay, just know that they continue this production because they have no other options. They know that most Americans see right through their lies, yet they continue to push them harder and harder. It's another desperate attempt to portray an act of portray the act of making America great again as an extremist ideology, when we are simply people with common sense. Too many are awake. They are panicking. Our movement is an unstoppable force, and nothing can stop us.
There's a lot of us with common sense. You know, I mean, that's what they were trying to get rid of. If you go and turn the TV on to a primetime program on any channel and sit there and try to watch it, you can't watch it because they're not talking to you. They're talking over your head. They're talking about all this stuff that you can't even understand. Same with the late night programs, the Kimmel and Colbert and all that crap. They're not talking to you anymore. They're talking to their elite class. They're talking to the people that are in their financial class. And their goal is to separate us. Their goal is to make you feel like you're insignificant if you're a blue collar worker, and that you are, you were to be aggrandized if you're a politician. You know, 100 years ago, the politicians were the blue collar workers in America, and that's part of the problem that we have in our system right now. Is that there's not enough people that are have common sense that are elected into office. And that's what this election is about. 2022, it's about getting some people in there with some common sense.
That's right. And you know, this is pretty funny. Daniel Scavino on Twitter,
I saw some of these.
You see this? You know, when you buy a bag of salad and it gets all brown and soggy, well, cookies don't do that. And do you remember this post right here, Shady? And frogs to destroy them.
I do.
Do you remember that? I remember. Who members? Press 17 if you guys remember. Thank you, Dan Scavino. Blessed beyond belief, 8 says, $17 Rumble rant. Much love, brother. Seek the kingdom of God at all times. Hurricane Ian will dissolve and break down in Jesus, our Lord, most powerful name. Amen. Amen to that. So, you know, we're powerful once we stand in our power. Shady, what else do we got going on? We got Scavino posting frogs and frogs to destroy them. Did you see this one? This is posted by Scavino on Facebook. It's the kiss cam. Watch this. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're on the kiss cam. Come on. Kiss me. No, I don't want to. Oh. So that we should meme. We should meme, and that should be Joe Biden and America. Maybe that'll be on out of farms later when I farm it. Oh, my gosh, guys. People are breaking up with Joe Biden. The Democrats and your friends are actually breaking up with Joe Biden. They just have a hard time admitting it because a lot of times it's your ego, and it's hard to admit when you're wrong, Shady. You know, and it's okay to be wrong, especially in a world of deceit.
Yeah, they're changing the narrative. You know, I mean, right now you can see like the whole slew of them. You know, the whole 4 a.m. talking points. Arabella advisors, like multiple different statements came out yesterday. One of them specifically from Jen Psaki, I found very interesting the way that they've pivoted. They're pivoting against the administration. And the person who stood up there and defended defund the police, Jen Psaki, is now out there on the MSDNC telling them that the election is going to be a referendum on crime if Biden doesn't somehow get a hand on it. It's like, you people engineered this, and now they're trying to say that the Republicans are the ones that said defund the police. I'd like to see a video clip of one of those come forward, because that is not true. Very interesting how they're losing that narrative, Jeff.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, I mean, you know, the narrative is out of hand, dude. And we're destroying it every day right here too, Shades.
We are. It's pretty, we need people like this. We need environments like this. We need environments where we can throw things back and forth and say, okay, well, what do you think? Oh, I don't know. What do you think? Like that. That's what community discussions used to be about. And that's what people were trying to turn social media into. And then the powers that be have a completely different plan about what they're going to do with those platforms, other than help you get to a truthful discussion with somebody.
You know, and we should have debates, right? Politicians should have debates, right? Because that one guy that's in the basement is going to... what about Josh Shapiro? He refuses to debate Trump endorsed Doug Mastriano.
Sure, it's a very busy time for you, but could you find time for a debate?
Absolutely, yes. Not just yes, but heck yes. And the funny thing is, I'll leave, hey, Josh, bring Donna Brazile. She could feed you the questions ahead of time like she did with Hillary Clinton in 2016. And I'll still smoke you, but he's hiding. And it's the same playbook. They're not debating in Arizona. They're not debating in Maryland. I mean, so we see the same threat here when you have these elite Democrat types born with a silver foot in his mouth, in his case, a want it for nothing, groomed for the job, that when he's actually called out to stand before a retired Army colonel who's debated hard issues in front of presidents and prime ministers and generals, he can't stand it, so he's hiding from it.
What do you think it is? And maybe you can explain to the viewers, but what have you heard from Shapiro's camp in terms of why a debate will not take place?
He believes that it seems, now I can't get into his brain, but it seems like his campaign is terrified of the fact they saw me debate in the primary back in April or May. And just dominated that. They see that I have these experiences. I'm a doctor of history. I have a master's degree. Like I said, I stood before leaders of entire nations, you know, discussing and debating hard issues before members of the UN even, and traveling the world in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And it's going to be really difficult for him to stand before me. He's never faced anyone who's not been a politician like me.
Yes. Trump endorsed Mastriano. Pennsylvania, you need him, J.D. Groove.
Well, isn't this interesting? Because it's not just in that race, but in other races as well. The Fetterman guy, we have Katie Hobbs out there in Arizona. That she's. When did we get to a point where we were not debating? Think about that. Look at what is going on. Like, the Democrats are running from the conversation. There's no reason that they shouldn't be able to come out and explain to you very articulately why you should choose them. Like Carrie Lake is saying, this is supposed to be a job interview. This is not some sort of, you know, hierarchy where because you're the next in line for the throne that you get to the throne. So why are these people running from this? They're doing the exact same thing that got Biden elected. You run away and you depend on the establishment and the Arabella advisors and all of the foundations to pile money into your coffers. And then you don't have to go out there and ask anybody. You don't have to get $5 from Gene or $20 from Joe. You don't have to do that. And so because they don't have to do that, they don't feel compelled to debate because they're not loyal to you guys. They're not loyal to the people that they're representing. They're loyal to the hierarchy and they're loyal to the establishment. And the fact that they won't debate, I think, proves that unequivocally.
Yeah. And you know, Shady Groove, there's some breaking news here. Undersea blasts recorded at the same time Russian-Germany gas pipelines damaged. The Kremlin and others say they can't rule out sabotage after unprecedented damage was caused to both Nord Streams 1 and 2 a day before the new pipeline from Norwegian gas field carrying gas to Europe is due to open, Shady Groove. Look at that.
Not good. Not good, man. You know, this is if America had something to do with that, that is an act of war, and that's not good.
You know, Hunter Biden had something to do with that. Guaranteed.
Well, he did, yeah.
10% for the big guy.
Well, I tell you, I did go find the Putin speech yesterday and watch that. He spoke for a half an hour, and I found it very compelling what the man had to say and the way that he was directly talking about the corruption in Ukraine and the way that he feels like that Russia has been taken advantage of, and that the world community goes along and agrees with things that aren't true. And he's saying very specifically, we're tired of being beaten, we're tired of being pushed around, and we're tired of people acting like that our people and our country doesn't matter. And the NATO narrative is the only thing that finds its way into the news. So they've definitely have Vladimir Putin a bit upset over there. And this would not be good if we had a hand in this. I mean, what was it like? They just approved another $10 or $11 billion to send to Ukraine yesterday. Like, they're not stopping this.
Let's go back into the time zone, Shady Girl. Let's go back in time. Let's go back to Biden about Russia. Check it out. And Nord Stream.
Question first: If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Shady?
I think that he just told you.
Mm. Well, not just. This is back in time. Let me see the
video clip just told you what they would do. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Wow, Shady. And meanwhile, we're giving, I'll just leave this here.
For us to acquire tanks, if the United States will show its leadership and show the world that they would give...
You want to talk about grifting, Shady?
...tanks, after that, Germany and other European allies, in my opinion, will give Ukraine tanks. We need armored vehicles specifically to deoccupy Ukrainian cities. Do not listen to Russian false narratives that tanks that the United States or Europeans will give Ukraine, that we would use them to attack Russia. It's not true. Even if we wanted this, our goal is to regain our territory. We do not need foreign territory and foreign nation. We want peace on our land. So the second, I would focus on the armored vehicles, specifically tanks. Third, and very important, is air defense systems. For that, we need the United States to show its leadership character and give us an opportunity for air defense. A positive decision has been already made. I'm thankful to the President and the U.S. Congress and both parties that the decision has been made to give Ukraine NASAMS, air defense systems. However, it's not nearly enough to defend our schools, universities, education infrastructure, hospitals, medical infrastructure, and defend the home.
I'm sorry, guys. Blah, 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 blah. What happens when President Biden is under their thumb? You get raped, guys. You see, I mean, isn't the pay? How come people can't see this?
I don't know.
Otherwise, he's screwed, Shady.
I mean, exactly. It's like, what's he going to do? Is the moment that Biden comes out there and says that we're not going to send you any money, well, what's he going to do? Well, Zelensky's going to open up the Pandora's box for Ukraine and say, oh, well, this is what Hunter was doing. Oh, this is what your brother James was doing. This is what this other family member was doing, and they can just show it all. So they've got him by the you-know-what, and he will not do anything other than what he's being told to do by them, because he knows which side of the toast his bread is buttered on.
Yeah. Pretty wild, guys.
Bottom line. Really? Yeah. I mean, you know, you're seeing that one-to-one, guys. It's not like a guess or a conjecture or an analysis. Like, that's going on.
It's happening, guys. I mean, your president that stole your election is under the control of these scumbags, bro.
Yep. Nazis. For lack of a better term.
He's the N-word.
I did.
Nazis. Wow, Shady Groove. And, you know, there is a cabal of perverts, guys. Ghislaine Maxwell, who did she traffic those children to, Shady? We want the list. We want justice. We know she didn't do it alone, Shady.
Yeah. No, she didn't do it alone. She did it for other people. And we have the list. What we would like would be for some of these, for some of the people to be able to come forward and to talk about those political entities on the list. But that would be very dangerous for those individuals. So right now we're not necessarily seeing that, but we do know is that it exists. And what we do know is that they did go there. And what we do know is that Ghislaine Maxwell was in charge of procuring young people for them to utilize in their, whatever weird ass things that they do.
That's right. And by the way, the MG show salutes and honors Shinzo Abe, who was a dear friend of President Donald J. Trump and who was assassinated. They are there's a full state funeral today in Japan for Abe, who led the country for almost 9 years as prime minister. Shady.
Yeah, very, very sad what happened to him. Very.
So there you have it. Shady Grove.
Wow. Yeah, man. I mean, he was an ally. He was somebody that that really got in there and fought with Donald Trump. You know, and I'm hoping that we got a few more people that are coming up right now. You know, this was a big deal. What just happened in Italy yesterday, very, very big deal. This lady Meloni is a firecracker, and she's going to bring some heat. And she's talking directly against a bunch of this woke nonsense there in Italy. I think we have a couple of other countries and even the EU coming out saying that Italy's people should be doing the right thing. So the globalist agenda, the globalism 30-30 agenda, whatever is going on, like, or 2030, that is all upended, everyone. And it's upended because of all of you and because of Donald Trump standing up and saying the truth. Otherwise, we would still be navigating in the dark.
Shady Groove, we also got news in today. Alec Baldwin looks very defeated today as he faces criminal charges over that fatal onset shooting. He offloads his $29 million Hamptons home to shield his assets. Wow. And protect himself from a looming illegal bills. Let's take a look. I'm sorry. This guy is such a... He's just like... There's his look. So they had some pictures of him here. There he is there from the Daily Mail. There's some other pictures. He looks terrible.
Well, he did commit murder.
Yes, there's that. That's a good pose right there. Yes, he did. Oops, is this a meme?
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Folsom prison,
but that train keeps rolling.
That's good, James.
That is good.
I love that. Yeah, so he does. He looks very defeated. He looks terrible. Rightfully so, I suppose, Shady Groove.
Rightfully so. I mean, this is a guy that took a little bit of upon himself to come after us whenever we were all out there on Twitter before they decided to take everybody down. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he's the reason I got thrown off of Twitter.
That's right. I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
You remember that? Yeah, I made the little meme video with like him, and then I made the commentary. It's like, because he was saying, the way he worded it was like that there's no such thing as a cult, but the way he said it from a first-person perspective, and the tweet that I made kind of indicated like how you could see through what it was in the words he was saying. And then everybody started tagging him, and it went crazy. And the next thing you know, they had me out of there a little bit before the major purge happened.
Yeah, then you had another account, and then that one got purged. So, yay.
Yeah.
Let's take a, you know, we got, let's see, I'm trying to see what else we got here. We got Josh Shapiro won't debate. Carrie Lake won't get debated by Hobbs. I mean, you know, guys demand that they get debated. They have debates. Yeah. They get, say that 10 times fast.
Get debated. I'm going to leave that alone.
Trump also scored a big win over rape accuser, and I'm using that rape accuser in, E. Jean Carroll in a defamation appeal that Bloomberg reported. So he's winning there too, Shady Groove. How many times can this guy win?
He'll win every time. I don't think you're going to see him lose. You know, he didn't lose the 2020 election. They just made it look like he did.
This is the Nord Stream 2. Look at, oh, they found out the undersea issue. Hunter Biden was smoking crack
He's smoking crack again.
Nord Stream 2 pipeline blew up, Shady. I mean, Shady, we've got the president, or whatever you want to call him, resident. His son is a crack addict, guys. What is going on?
He was naked on the pool slide this past weekend. He was out there getting filmed all naked, sliding down the slide. So, you know, he's living the dream, my brother.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that, because I made a funny meme about that. I took one of the memes and just made a meme, right? Check this out. You got to see this. Let me go over. This is Pinata Farms again. Let me just see. 8,800. Oh, here it is. Here it goes. So this is. I wish you could see the whole thing. There's Joe Biden in his ass. Sorry. I wish you could see it. You can't really see it, but there's Joe Biden walking out. You see that, Shady? Pinatafarms.com. I can't hear Shady.
He's living the dream. Let's see what happens.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Did you mute yourself again, or was that Yeti?
That was me.
I see how you work. All right, Shady. So that's coming up to the end of a show. I mean, Cash Patel was on today, guys. If you missed Cash Patel, go ahead and rewatch it again. You can always see the first hour on brighttown.tv. You can also hear it at 10:05 on redstatetalkradio.com and 6:05 a.m. Those are all Eastern times. You can also come into rumble.com/MG show and watch the full thing again. After it generates, the stream will be archived at rumble.com/MG show. Same link if you have the link for the live show. Also, you can hear the podcast on any one of your spy devices, Apple Podcasts, you name it. We're on it. And you can go to mg.show/podcast to figure that out, which one you want to use. Shady Groove, what do you think? I mean, this was a dilly of a show, Shady.
I want to thank Cash Patel for taking the time out of his busy day to come over and join us here at the MG show for the third time. And I'd like to just extend a big thank you to each and every one of you out there. You guys every day make this possible. This is one of the best times in my life to be here each day and to have fun with Jeff and to bring you guys what we think about what's going on out there. It's not easy to navigate. It's not easy to develop discernment, which is what you guys are all doing. And I really appreciate the attention to detail that you're paying to have navigated this minefield of BS. Really, you know, I mean, it's been a big minefield of bogus stories and people trying to insert clickbait narratives and do all of this to you. They're trying to gaslight you. They virtue signal in front of you. They act like things that you're seeing aren't really real. And to have navigated all that and to have gotten here, it's a big testament to each and every one of you. So if you are here today, I want to thank you for joining us. And the guests that come on this show don't come on this show because of Jeff and me. They come on this show because they know we have a great audience who's very awake and ready to plug in and do something about it. And you guys are going to change the world coming up here in about 40 days. So thank you very much, and we'll see you here again tomorrow.
That's right, Shady Groove. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here every day with you, my friend. We've got, I think we missed a couple of birthdays. Anyways, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit more about Arabella. They bought a new company out of New York. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. The dark money is in Arizona, confirmed. Watch out, Arizona. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow. Shady Groove, well done, sir. Thank you, Yeti. Thank you.
Much love, guys. You too.
Much, much love. JT Wild.
Matrix, listen to a Shady Groove. Are you falling down a rabbit hole? All you want is truth.
So what can tell you what to believe? The truth is never you find. Come and join the digital army, the warriors of the modern time. We are the future of the human race.
When enemies just lie to your face, when politicians are body and soul, the truth is never never at all. All you love and build a matrix, fighting for reality. We're only wrong until we're right. Freedom is ever free. We take the oath of allegiance. We make this final stand. Defined by our constitution, we're fighting for the common man. What is the future of the human race? When all the news is lying in your face, when politicians are bought and sold, the truth is learned, it is never told. The truth is learned, it is never told. The truth is learned, it is never told. Are you living? Are you dying? Are you laughing? Are you crying? Are you fighting? Are you living? Are you doing? Are you fighting? Are you laughing? Are you fighting? There's a truth, but they are hiding out the future of the human race. Let's get the dust right back in the face. The soul of freedom can never be sold. The truth is love, it is never told. The truth is lying, it is never a doubt. The truth is lying, it is never a doubt. The truth is lying, it is never a doubt. The truth is lying, it is never a doubt.
Oh yeah. JT Wild with an E. Oh my gosh. JT Wild with an E.com. Thank you guys. www.mg.show is the website. Baby. Thank you, JT.